escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready for some juice, Mego?
Juice?
Yeah, you heard him. Actually, sorry, we'll play that one coming up from Don Sweeney. But they're ready to add some juice. They're ready to increase scoring.
Is the juice in the room with us?
No. We don't. Top Five Friday is normally, on a Friday. We could do Top Five Juices if you wanted.
How about Top Five Forwards? Because right now, what do you have? Three, maybe four?
Yeah, you certainly don't have five. They could fill out a bottom six very, very easily. Is what they could do, but yeah, not a top five. Bruins had an underwhelming start to free agency yesterday, and we were reacting to that in real time. My fear now, Mego, is it's not just a start. My fear is that this is it. Like they were
closer
like,
to the finish line.
Let's get in. It's day one. Boom, we're done. We're out on free agency, and this is just what they're. That's what they did. They're done.
The room with warm bodies. These guys, they know how to skate. Throw them out there. They're eager to get some pucks on net. Are they going to get the pucks in net? Doesn't look like it. Past performance doesn't indicate that unless you count AHL performance.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got warm bodies out there. And guess what? There's going to be so much competition for the young guys coming up. And you know what else? You got an enforcer. You got a protector for guys who are going to be here 2 years from now because you signed them to a five-year deal. So you got that going for you.
Yeah, so you know the two big ones that we mostly reacted to yesterday, the Victor Arvidsson trade that went down right before the start of free agency yesterday, and then the Tanner Janot signing, 5 years, $3.5 million, roughly $3.4 million, is what he's on the books for. And I thought there was a chance the Bruins would make a big splash yesterday. They did, not in the way I expected, and people seem upset about it. So you can discuss all day long, 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. Mego in for Keefe again today. You can text us at the same number. Interact, Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat there. And watch on YouTube by subscribing to WEEI. You think this is it? Are they done, Mego? I mean, they're pretty much out of cap space. They could make another trade, I guess. They could make a move closer to the start of the year, I guess. I kind of think this is the team.
It's scary if it is. You'd really hope that there'd be some kind of trade that they're going to make, but who would they trade out of this? You'd be insane
at
this point.
To the Panthers, obviously.
Well, okay, yeah. But I'm thinking mostly about the guys that they just acquired and that they just signed, and like nobody else is going to pick up that Janot contract. That contract is
insane. He's here.
He's here. They got a great question yesterday, Sweeney, from Chris Mason of Mass Life.
About I like his work.
About, hey, why'd you sign this guy? Like 20 minutes into the press conference, excuse me, why did you sign this guy to 5 years? It's like, well, we got these young guys coming up. We've got some young skill players, and they're going to need some protection when they're here somewhere between 2 and 3 years from now. So we had to keep that guy around. I mean, that contract makes no sense, especially when you had Trent Frederick, and he wasn't for the future. You wanted to go out and spend money on this guy? Like, that makes no sense to me. You're not going to move on from that. So Bruins fans should be ready to go out and buy a sweater for that guy because he's not going anywhere. But otherwise, I don't know what you're going to do because where is the scoring going to come from? I guess you're just going to hope that Geeky is a 33-goal guy again. And I saw Sweeney patting himself on the back for saying, yeah, it was very early in free agency. A lot of guys re-signed with their teams. There was a lot of flurry of activity, and we took Geeky off the board. So how about that? It's like, oh, good job. Like, you did the one thing. How about the players elsewhere in the league? This is what you're supposed to be good at, Sweeney. Like, we gave you okay grades on the draft for the most part. Everybody's looking around and saying, like, okay, when that kid comes up, we're excited about him. Higgins, nice job. He fell to 7. Maybe he's a little undersized. But this free agency was just like, excuse my language, it's just kind of like a wet fart. Like, it just was not.
Oh, my goodness. It's an early, early wet fart right out of the gate here.
It was gross.
Had to dump something 10 minutes in.
It wasn't great. We were doing some of this yesterday. Bruins cap space does a good job just kind of giving you an overview, not just on what they have remaining in cap space, a little less than $3 million. But just like a snapshot of what the lines would look like. I don't know if we want a Bulls music this, Nick.
Yeah, but let's do that. But let's add a little drama to it.
It is. Okay, your top line for the Bruins.
Ooh, give it to me.
Elias Lindholm, centering Morgan Geeky and David Pastrnak.
All right. I like that. That's good. Lindholm, maybe he'll be better.
Line two, Casey Mittelstadt in between.
What?
Pavel Zacha. And Victor Arvidsson.
Arvidsson's looking good now after the rest of the moves yesterday. He's looking like a blue chip.
Hopefully you have Victor Arvidsson from 3 years ago. Third line, Sean Corrali, fan favorite, in between Tanner Jeannot and Matthew Patra. Your fourth line. I can't say these names.
Wait, which fourth line?
Your second fourth line, M. Essamont. M. Hustantinov and M. Kastelic. It's pretty good. Those are good forward lines, I would say, for the Bruins. Back end looks okay. I don't mind the
Oh, you like the back end?
I don't mind the goaltenders. My preference is the back end. Lindholm, yeah. McAvoy, Zadorov, Yoki Haru, Lauri, and Peak. That's at least representative. Those lines are gross. And they had money to spend yesterday. There were names to go get, right? Is Ehlers still available? Yes. He hasn't signed yet, right?
Yeah. So, like, I understand if you looked at Ehlers and you said, we're not going to totally overpay this guy. It's going to be a bidding war. We need more pieces. We can't go all in, like, $9 million per year on that guy. But he's just hanging out there. So why wouldn't you go and get somebody who's actually gonna do something? I mean, Arvidsson yesterday, who doesn't do much with the puck.
Jeannot doesn't do much with the puck
when he has it. No, Arvidsson actually had a good year a couple years ago.
I believe it was
You could get something from that if he gets past whatever injuries he had over the last couple seasons. But when you bring on a guy, you need scoring power, and you bring on a guy whose scouting report is doesn't do much with the puck.
I think it was worse. I think it was doesn't do anything with the puck. Hang on, I'm scrolling for it. Keep going. But I will find it for you. I think it was even worse than that. I think it was does nothing with the puck or something like that. I'll find it. But yeah, it was not very friendly. However, Don Sweeney is promising that the Bruins will add a little something on the ice this year that they were missing a year ago.
Last week, that we were going to put together a competitive team with bringing some juice back in here.
Nice.
And that applies to bringing our, you know, the elevating our current guys and them feeling reinvigorated coming off of some injuries and a very down year. You know, just the responses I've had from those guys and realizing how excited some of these guys are to get here. And maybe it is from the bottom up, but the juice is coming and we expect to be a much more competitive team.
Can we have a timeline for the juice's arrival? When can we expect the juice? Just an ETA. I know it's holiday weekend. It's going to be wonky travel out there. Is the juice going to be here this year, next year, the year after that? Like, should we just say no juice this year, but it's coming?
You like it, the juice. So that's something they're going to be bringing to the table this year. Tanner Jeannot, by the way, Again, 5 years, $3.4 million. This was the Jay Fresh hockey read on him. Yes. I like this because I don't pretend to understand how I even read the chart he puts out. But this is on our radar yesterday. He's a physical, low-event depth winger who does practically nothing with the puck and punishes opposing players who try to do things with it. Now,
they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
It's a versatile drop, Nick. It is a versatile drop. And so, look, I could see him becoming a bit of a fan favorite. Like, Bruins fans love somebody who's going to knock the snot out of somebody else and drop the gloves. But you didn't need to spend five years on it. No, well, you didn't need to spend, not that kind of contract.
Why is Sweeney so obsessed with that guy?
Well, do you think it's Sweeney? Or do you think it's Cam?
I mean, okay, whatever. I'll lump them in together because if it's Cam, Sweeney is enacting it, and they're both staying here. So if he's going to go out, they're going to go out swinging their own way. It's just that I think the needs of this team were pretty clear. And you can say that free agency wasn't ideal, that the market was going to dictate tougher decisions. But it's kind of tough then when you have Ehlers just hanging out there and you decided to go quantity over quality. That's what it looks like so far. And even in the quantity, the way that they're trying to spin it, they're telling you there's going to be so much competition. And when you come in and play for Sturm, like, you know, it's a fair shot across the board. You're going to have to earn your place in there. And if that means you knock out a vet, you knock out a vet. And it's like, knock out a vet? I mean, some of these guys, like, aren't even making over $2 million a year. So what's the great challenge there?
Well, it's a little reminiscent of the Patriots wide receiver room, right? It's like, oh, it's going to be competitive. There's a lot of guys in there. It's like, yeah, I mean, I guess they all stink. So whoever wins, what's the diff?
Like, competitive to find your parking spot because there's so many there? Like, okay, yeah, that's fine. You can say that you're trying to build. I get it. Like, if they're saying they're trying to build up from the ground up this new culture, and this is they're trying to bring these young guys up, and there's going to be competition. It's just, don't tell me then the juice is coming, because I'm wondering where the juice is coming from. What's the squeeze here? This isn't, what kind of juice is this? This is not juice.
Just to correct the text line, OJ will not be playing for the Bruins. That's not what Sweeney was referencing yesterday.
Sure?
Well, he's no longer with us. Is it another lost season?
Could it be like a sixth man scenario?
Is this another lost season? And can they afford another lost season? Last season, by the end, I mean, I feel like no one was watching the team. They dropped off a cliff at the end of the year. This doesn't feel like a team that early on people are ready to embrace or excited about. If they win hockey games, we'll all get on board. Like, I understand that. Can they afford a lost season? Is this looking like a lost season?
It's hard. Like, it's very early. So they could still flip something, make some move. You look across the roster, and where is there an upgrade from last year? Like, I know that they're patting themselves on the back for bringing Geeky back.
Well, they went from one fourth line to three. So they've upgraded their fourth line.
How can you look at the team and say that they're better than last year? The only things that you can really count on is, okay, Swayman's going to get back to himself. But it's almost, that's like equivalent to when you're looking at the trade deadline for baseball and you say so-and-so is coming back from injury. Like, okay, you're just hoping that your goalie gets right?
I mean, in fairness, you hope that, he has a better year. I don't think that's an unreasonable thing to bank on. Do you?
But Swayman's is that enough better to say that you're a playoff team?
Oh, maybe not.
This roster?
It might not be that. But they didn't have McAvoy at the end. You hopefully have a healthy McAvoy. What is he? I don't really know. Is he the top five Norris guy that he was a few years ago? Or is he something different? But you hope you have a healthy McAvoy. You hope you have a better year from Swayman. Like, those are two things that I don't think is unreasonable to bank on.
No, but it's still all that included. This looks like the beginning of a longer rebuild. If you thought that, look, we talked about yesterday, not so unreasonable for the Bruins to be in the playoffs next year. If this is closer to the end than the start of what they're doing, and with just, $2 million left in cap space or whatever it is at this point, I don't really know what more they're going to do that's going to make them look dramatically different.
Well, and when you feel better, and maybe not, you can correct me if I'm wrong, 617-779-7937. I would feel better anyway if they just, Victor Arvidsson's got 1 year on his deal. You know, you bring in Sean Corrali on a 1 year deal and you look at it and go, okay, they are going to spackle this together for a year. And then next year, they're really going to try to cash in on McDavid, or they're going to make a big move.
Do you think that's real?
No, I don't, but I'm saying.
Because that's how people are fooling themselves right now.
But you can't, because Geno just signed a five-year deal.
Yeah.
So if they were consistent with a bunch of short-term deals and they're trying to just piece it together for a year, and there looks like there's a larger plan and more of a commitment to a rebuild, well, then fine. You might not want to wait for the rebuild, but at least that looks like a plan. Yesterday looked scattershot. It's like, over here, we're bringing in a guy on a one-year deal. Over here, we're signing a guy on a five-year deal. Over here, we're talking about bringing in a bunch of fourth liners. Over there, we're talking about the youth coming up. And it's just, it's all over the map. There didn't seem to be a cohesive plan.
What's the philosophy? Like, what are they going to be? And it looks like, even when you try to relate it to what they did in the draft, as you said, you're excited. Okay, if they're moving the direction that it looks like modern hockey is moving in, which is maybe a little bit smaller, but these skilled players, and so your pick is that. But then you decide that you need to go bring in this guy on a five-year deal because he has to, like, protect the little ducklings that you're bringing up. It's just, it's very weird. I don't know if you're a Bruins fan, how you don't look at free agency and feel disappointed, because it just is not what, with the amount of space that you had, I think what anybody really expected. Again, understand, it wasn't an ideal market, but how do you look at the roster and say that it's better today than it was at the end of the season?
Okay, answer that question on the phone, 617-779-7937. Bruins kind of feel like they're done. Free agency came yesterday with some underwhelming moves, and this kind of looks like it. Are we staring down a lost season for the Bruins? Are they done? And how do you feel about it?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know, obviously, had that first year where he looked like he was going to be the premier power forward, but the scoring hasn't followed him. Can he get that back? How do you view him as a...
Yeah, I mean, obviously he popped, a few years ago. He's had some injuries since then that have, probably derailed a little bit in that regard. I don't know if he's getting back to scoring 27 goals. I sure hope so. Deep down, we believe he'll bring a lot more energy to our group that we need. The physicality is there. We run through a tough division. I just think everybody gets a little taller. I think if we fast forward, what we've tried to do from a draft perspective, an eye towards that as well, and introducing those young players that we hope they're infusing skill, I do believe that the complement that Tanner brings will help in that regard as we move forward in improving our organizational depth and talent.
Jones and Keefe, WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the 9s. They're bigger, they're bolder, and they're beefier. Their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new Bourbon Onion Burger and get more ang for the buck. You gotta love the 9s. That was Don Sweeney yesterday night, or last evening, I should say, discussing the Tanner Jeannot signing, which he's hoping he gets back to scoring goals like he did early in his career.
He didn't sound like super hopeful about it, though. Well, he didn't sound super optimistic. He was like, hope he gets back to 24 goals.
kidding. It was a monster outlier season for him. He had 24 goals, 17 assists, 41 points, and 81 games back in 2022. Since then, he scored 6, 7, and 7. I didn't realize this yesterday. He's never scored a goal in the postseason. Do I have that right? I thought I...
due factor.
I thought I saw that stat going around. That is
he's
true.
Due. He's due. Why are you laughing?
Very much due. That's true.
If the Bruins get to the postseason, now's his time.
Yes, this is true. He's got 3 assists in 16 postseason games. He has never scored in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but that's okay. The Bruins won't get there anyway, so what are we worried about? But that's Tanner Jeannot. Victor Arvidsson, initially, I was not very excited about.
Well, we were both looking at it and wondering whether this is a sign of things to come, and it turns out, no, it was the best. Well, it was the best of what was going to
happen. I was just disappointed because I'm like, well, there's $4 million of your $13 million in cap mm-hmm. space, which kind of takes you out of the running.
How are you going to sign Ehlers with that?
Exactly. How are you going to sign Besser, who wound up going back to Vancouver on a 7-year deal? How are you going to sign Ehlers? You're not. And so that's what I didn't like about the Arvidsson signing. The further away we get from that initial trade, rather, not signing, I do feel better about that one. You know, he probably doesn't belong in anybody's top six, but I think he's clearly in this top six here.
He belongs in this one.
On a championship caliber team, he's probably not in your top six. This one, he has to be. He scored 15 goals last year, 26 3 years ago. He's had a couple of 30-goal seasons very, very early in his career, going back to pre-COVID. So it's been a while, but I feel better about that one. It's only a 1-year deal. Fine. Here's something I don't love. Is Marco Sturm involved in the personnel and picking the players here?
It kind of sounds like it.
It does, right?
To Sweeney yesterday. There's a lot of, especially as it went on, a lot of Sturm drops. A lot of drops about Sturm's connections to these guys, the expectation of the culture and the competition that he's going to lay down. Like, I was trying to figure out if that's trying to give Sturm his flowers or lay any of the blame of what's to come at his feet.
Morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on
anymore.
What's
going on here? I have no idea. Good theory. Like, you already every single head coach hired here is just on borrowed time. Like, Sweeney and Neely will stab those guys in the back right away.
He's at the start of the plank. And as the months tick on, he takes a step forward.
And when Arvidsson and Jeannot stink, I didn't want these guys. Marco wanted
these
guys.
These are Sturm guys.
We fire him in 2 years. We hire the next coach. And the coaching hamster wheel goes on.
These two.
Nice. That's a good theory. He's putting some of the blame. It's not, I didn't just sign these guys. Or in the case of Jeannot, sign him. In the case of Arvidsson, trade for him. These are guys Sturm wanted. I never felt good about the hire in the first place, meaning Marco Sturm.
What did you have against it?
Well, I don't like that. I just think it's lazy to go back to an ex-player, number one. But number two, I did want a guy with some head coaching experience.
So I'm sure you've had this. I mean, that head coaching experience to me is like the bigger thing. What, he coached Team Germany?
With no professional players.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So I think, though, if you go back to the former player, just keeping it in the family, how boring is this? You're not being very creative. I mean, isn't that exactly what the Patriots did with Vrabel?
Yeah, I didn't like the Vrabel hire either, to be honest. Okay. So, I mean, look, I liked it better than this one.
So you're consistent in this philosophy.
Yeah, I just think it's largely a lazy thing to do. It doesn't mean you should never do it. It doesn't mean it won't work out. But I'd broaden the horizons. Like, was there a real search? Or were they just like, well, we know him, so we'll bring him in and we feel comfortable with
him? To me, what makes me wonder with that is how much due diligence did you do? And meaning that would mean spending more money on that search and like more time and effort and creativity versus settling for this guy? Or does the rest of the league look at this position and say, I just saw what you did to the last couple of guys. I don't really need to be in that position.
Look, it could definitely be that. But okay, let's bring in scraps from the LA Kings, I guess is what we're doing now that Marco Sturm is here. I do like this text, 617-779-7937. I hate Don Sweeney with a burning passion, which I think is where most of the fan base is at. Unfortunately, the Jacobs family doesn't feel that way about Don Sweeney. They like him. They think he's good at it. I tried to give him credit the other day. I like the draft pick.
Yeah.
I largely like the idea of what they did in the draft. I didn't hate the Geeky re-signing. I didn't understand some of the other stuff they did. Well, I like Lori too. So there were a few things he did in there that I liked. This, not so much. Maria is in Watertown on the Bees. Hello, Maria.
Hello, hello. How's everyone doing today?
Excellent.
Mego, you know what kind of juice this roster looks like?
Uh-oh, what?
It looks like the prune juice that my granddaughter has been sipping on, and we all know what happens when you drink enough prune juice.
Yeah, it keeps you regular.
So, yep.
You put prune juice
and it
in,
does a little bit
out.
More than that, if you know what I mean. And it seems like they're building a roster that is going back to the Claude Julien days, where you hope that you get a 1-0 or 2-1 lead and that you can maintain that lead and win games. And we all know what happened to Claude after Cam Neely tired of that approach. So I just don't see where we have addressed any of the needs. And the one burning need that has been a thorn in the side of the Boston Bruins for years is lack of secondary scoring. So once again, we're going to rely on Pasta and whoever his line mates are to put goals in the net, because I don't see where any other offense could potentially come from.
Yeah, so I think that's fair. So I would just say they need scoring, but I get her point. Pasternak's going to get his 40-plus. That line will be reliable regardless of who he's with. Him and Geeky had good chemistry last year. Lindholm can center him, fine. Where's the rest of the scoring going to come from? And this is what I found promising to be consistent about the draft. It's like, okay, lean in on a guy who is undersized and not a two-way player, because your blind spot is finding high-end skill, high-end scoring, high-end offensive players. You're pretty good at finding defensively responsible two-way guys with some jam. You're pretty good at that as an organization. So try to address what you have a blind spot in and really lean in on that, which is why I was hoping they would aim higher-end players yesterday instead of filling out that middle portion, the bottom portion of the
middle
forward
portion.
Group. Okay, bottom portion of the forward group.
This group of forwards, it's shaped, it's pear-shaped. You know, the top is narrow and then the bottom is very wide.
Yeah, it's like me in my 40s. It's what's going on. I see exactly what's happening here. And so, yeah, I don't like the approach. And I don't blame fans like Maria for questioning it. People are saying minus Lori sucks. Minus 43. What did we say that was? 922 out of 922 in the NHL. That's not great. That's admittedly not great. He's horrible in his own end, but you hope that's something that he learns as he ages, and he is an offensively skilled player. I think there's room for that on the Bruins, and I think it was a bad bridge contract. What's the biggest key to turning it around? If this is the roster, what's the biggest key, and why is it Jeremy Swayman, I would imagine?
Well, yeah, I think Swayman's the obvious one. I guess you're also hoping that some of these younger guys, that first of all, that Zaka's going to be somebody who's back in at least the low 20s and scoring goals, and then some of these younger guys like Patra are going to take advantage of the competition that they're being faced with and take some real steps forward. I think if this is the roster as you sit here today, and I hope that they make more changes, that it feels bridgey to me. It feels like even when you hear Don Sweeney talk there, he's talking about building around what they just did in the draft. What they just did in the draft isn't going to show itself in Boston.
But I would feel better
for a couple years.
True. But I would feel better if they were bridgey. Like that Jano is not, that's not Bridgie. That's a 5-year deal. That's okay, like a long-term
guy. Other than
Jano,
we all agree. Yeah, like, everybody agrees. Nobody likes the Jano signing. It doesn't really make sense. The explanation doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. 5 years is way too long for that contract. But when you listen to him talk, he's talking about what's going to work for the year after this next year and the year after that. And to me, the biggest takeaway from this entire free agency is they're not looking to be seriously competitive next year. They're starting out a long rebuild. And maybe that's the only way that they are able to move forward with ownership. And maybe this is the way that they see themselves spending against the cap for this year and maybe even next year. But it feels like you can check out on the team. Like, the way that they are today.
I mean, look, again, if they start winning games, we'll all climb on board.
Yeah, they're a feisty young team, whatever.
But, you know, and the hardcore fans will be there, I think. I mean, maybe even the hardcore fans are at a point where they're like, I'm not watching this stupid team. If they win games, we'll all get on board. I acknowledge that. But I don't think fans are exactly itching for the start of the year based on how they began free agency. It feels like a lost year. And I think Swayman is the key to it. And you may not feel good about him turning it around. Like, if Swayman is a top 10 goalie, are they a playoff team next year? Or does he need to be, like, top 5?
Well, with the scoring that they're lacking, like, I think that's such a burden to put on him.
Sneaking into the play, well, it is, but they're paying him to do it, so I wouldn't cry too much
for
him.
So, yeah, I'd call them fringy.
If they're if he's a top 10 goalie, he does what you're paying him to do-ish, they should be a playoff team next year. Now, will he be that? I don't know. We're going to find out. I would bet on it, but I don't feel good about that bet. I make bets I feel terrible about every single day.
Still? You're still doing that?
Making losing bets?
Yeah. Still in on that?
Nightly, yes.
Is your wife also still in on it?
Yeah, Kat made tennis. Do you want to see the last text she sent me?
Yeah.
The last text Kathleen sent me. Hang on. Wait for it. She is on some tennis bets today. She is on Nori, who is currently beating Tiafo. And Brooksby, I'm not sure who that is, but those are the tennis betting market. Those are
like?
Kathleen's bets. I don't
sick brag, bro.
What's it like?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's the culture around?
It's fun
that,
like everything else. What do you mean? What's it like? I don't know. You're betting on stuff. It's fun.
Okay. What's the strangest thing that you bet on? Like, do you bet on college women's softball?
No. I'm not shy. Like tennis and golf is probably the most exotic I'm getting. You know what? I bet on the hot dog eating contest last year. I might bet on that.
Yeah, but that's more like a celebration holiday.
Yeah, I'll bet on some glizzies going down on the 4th of July, golf, tennis, things like that. Otherwise, I'm sticking to baseball most nights this time of year.
Yeah, tennis feels like it's on the margins for most.
It is. 617-779-7937. Not in the Jones household. Not when Wimbledon's going on, Mego. Let's get to the Celtics, what they're up to. Al Horford, at last check, still a free agent. Is that actually a good sign for the C's? And it turns out they have potential interest in Damian Lillard. How would he work here? We'll get to all that next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What okay. if I'm the Boston Celtics and I sign? No, no.
He's not doing Boston.
He doesn't want any part of Boston. Okay. All right.
I don't see that. Dude.
Okay. So you can confidently report that Dame would not want to go to Boston. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
I think that's pretty safe to say.
Yeah, I was thinking Jaylen Brown and maybe something to Portland, and then you get Dame Lillard.
So that's from a few years ago. Chris Haynes on with Dan Patrick discussing the idea of trading for Damian Lillard. So maybe things have changed, Mego. But currently, according to The Athletic, the Celtics are showing interest in Dame Lillard. 2 years ago, he didn't sound very interested in coming here. Again, now he's been cut loose by the Bucks. He's not the same player he was even before this injury. Now he's going to be coming off an Achilles injury on a similar timeline to Tatum and Halliburton. Should the Celtics be interested on Dame Lillard or interested in signing Dame Lillard if he's even open to potentially coming here? Because, again, the reporting is they're showing interest in him, not the other way around.
Yeah, they should definitely be interested. You always kick the tires, even when he's coming off an Achilles injury. And I've been on the record that I don't love undersized guards and how they age, especially when they're on the Celtics. Just not a good track record
for
them.
Yeah, true. Isaiah, Kemba.
It's tough. It's a tough grind. But if it's something where it's such a low pay that, like, the risk is so low, you'd basically be taking a flyer on him. I don't know why you wouldn't.
So here's what I wouldn't like about it. And I'm not saying I'd like kick and scream. You get him on a veteran's minimum deal, and I bet he'll go for more. But if you get him on like a minimal deal, I'm not going to kick and scream about it. But I don't like what it represents. It would represent we're more worried about 2 years down the line than this year. And we're more worried about Tatum in 2 years than trying to do anything this year.
Isn't that already the reality?
Well,
though?
Probably, but I like to think they're going to at least try to give it a good, honest run this year and see what you can do with Jaylen as a number one. And if they go below the luxury tax, forget aprons. If they dip below the luxury tax and they sign Damian Lillard just to rehab with Tatum and come back in 2 years, I just don't like what that represents. I don't like punting on a year when you have an all-star in Jaylen Brown, finals MVP.
All-NBA.
You have an all-NBA player, thank you. You have Derek White, who's been all-defense and been on Team USA. You have two other guys who, according to the Ringer's top 100 rankings, are in the top 100. Count those for whatever they are, in Simons and Pritchard. Like, I feel like you have enough talent to have a representative year next year and be in the mix in the Eastern Conference. And so I'd worry more about adding to this year's team than building 2 years from now.
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised if it happens. Again, you have to show interest. Yeah, I mean, this is a former all-star. Again, he's got a terrible injury. He's in a situation where maybe you can get him for dirt cheap. And so you look at it, but he also doesn't solve the biggest problem, not to have a pun there, but the biggest problem on your roster still, which is who's going to be your starting center. Celtics have been in this position for years at this point where they've got plenty of guards. Like, their guard depth is unmatched most seasons. but they need somebody who's going to be a starting center. And right now, the best shot that you're looking at is probably Namias Keita. And so I'd be more interested because they're going to try to move some of this stuff against the cap. Like, they're back slightly over the second apron. I just don't really see a world in which they stay in that position. And they still need a starting center. So there's going to be a lot more moves to come. And I'm still going to be surprised if Anfernee Simons is here on the team to start the season.
I do want him here. Now, again, tell me what the return is.
I like him as a player. It's just such a big contract.
Yeah, but
it's for 1 year. It's $27.7 million against the cap.
Yeah. So they're back in the second apron right now, right? Yeah. With the Minot signing and the Garza signing.
Yes. Well, and also what they got back.
Yeah, right. Simons and Niang. Yeah, so there are other pieces you could spin off. Maybe that's Hauser, maybe that's Niang. I would like to hang on to Simons personally. I thought that was a good return for Jrue Holiday. The other moves, not so much. Does it tell you anything that Al Horford is still a free agent? And put another way, the Warriors and Lakers are reportedly in on Horford and showing a lot of interest, and he's probably gone. I acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's dragging out and it didn't happen right away, like Cornette happened right away, or it happened right away with Horford the first time he came here, when he left Atlanta, the first time he left to go to Philly, it happened early. Is there any chance the tugging of the heartstrings, or they're working on a way to get Horford back, and that's the delay and why he hasn't signed anywhere?
Maybe it just is so misaligned, like, with what the Celtics are right now. And again, I know you want them to focus on the upcoming season, but Horford's 39 years old. He's going to be looking for a contract that is probably somewhat similar to the $9 million AAV that he had last season. And when you have two teams out west who are probably considering themselves contenders in the Lakers and the Warriors, those two teams, it's tough to look at that and say, I'm going to take probably a pay cut or something similar when those two teams might be in a bidding war to stay with a team that is maybe, like, best case scenario, a fourth seed in the East. I'm trying not to be too negative about it because I think there is a possibility that he could say, hey, I'm just going to finish out my career. I get a 2-year deal. Tatum comes back in 26. We make a serious run at it then. That's a possibility. I just think when you have so many teams involved that are really going for it next year out west, like, it's kind of a tough sell.
I think he's probably gone. I just the fact he hasn't signed yet makes me wonder, are they working on something to bring him back? Mark is in Medford waiting patiently on the bees. What are you looking forward to this season, Mark? You're trying to find a silver lining, it looks like.
Well, let's see. Janot, glorified goon. Isimont, fourth liner, maybe a third liner. Sean Corrali, been there, done that already. The only thing I'm looking forward to right now, guys, is the uniforms that they're bringing back from the 80s. Those are my favorite.
Okay. Well, Mark, Mego, have you seen these?
Yeah, the big rebrand.
Yeah, to me, that's not a... When the Bruins were teasing, like, a new uniform, like an unboxing with that video they put out with Pastrnak, I was expecting a little more than just going back to the future on these uniforms. I'm not saying I dislike them.
They're fine.
But, yeah, I was expecting, I don't know, something a little more.
They're a top 8 jersey of all time?
No. Oh, in all sports, you mean?
In all sports.
In all sports, yeah. Wow. It's top 4 sweater.
Top 4 sweater, top 8 jersey of all
time.
Well,
what's your number one?
Ooh, well, that was,
in
of course,
all sports.
Was, of course, the Hartford Whalers. I was the number one.
You love a whale tail.
Uniform in all. I do. In all sports. That is true. I think that's been proven based on the Jones and Keefe uniform bracket. That's the top all-time uniform. But good sweater on the bees. But at least you have that to look forward to. Not the product on the ice. 617-779-7937. Are you interested in Dame Lillard? What would it say about the Celtics if they sign him? And what's the latest on Al Horford? You can discuss there. Plus, how do the Celtics fit into a new-look Eastern Conference that still feels very wide open? We'll get to it next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.